In Judge John Crusoe's courtroom, packed with Wyatt's lawyers, friends, and relatives, the judge got to the point.
You know, Mr. Wyatt, it's been a long, long time, 31 years. But today is a good day for you. I'm going to send this to the Court of Criminal Appeals, recommending to them that your conviction be overturned. So you will be able to walk out of here with your head tied.
Crusoe said, "You're free to go," wished Wyatt luck, and apologized for all he'd been through. In 1981, Ricky Wyatt was tried and convicted of sexual assault. What his attorneys found by delving into old records was a lineup witness who said Wyatt could not have committed the assault. He had different features and was much too small to be the attacker. Prosecutors had other similar evidence suggesting they had the wrong man, but withheld it. When Wyatt stood up in court, now a free man, at his side was his sobbing daughter, Lisa Hill. She was 3 when her father went to jail.
My life been like in a total wreck without my father, and I'm so glad he's back and everything.
In Ricky Wyatt's arms was Hill's daughter, Wyatt's granddaughter.
That's the first time you hold him. It's a wonderful feeling.
Yes, it is.
Ricky Wyatt thanked his Innocence Project lawyers, the DA's office, and those who stood by him through the years. He said he had faith this day would come.
Yes, I did. I always knew it would come. If you're innocent, yeah, you know, God's good, you know.
Innocence Project co-founder Barry Scheck, standing by Wyatt, urged the discovery process stay open in cases like this. He also wants lawyers to maintain high ethical standards.
And so there have to be court orders for all the lawyers involved, the defense lawyers, the prosecutors, and people have to obey the law, and the police have to make their disclosures as well so that none of these terrible tragedies happen.
It's not clear if Wyatt's attorneys will pursue prosecutorial misconduct in this case. Scheck said, one thing at a time. When Wyatt was asked what he wanted to do now that he was free, he said, go fishing. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.